Yasser Arafat Airport, a beacon of hope. The Yasser Arafat International Airport, originally known as Gaza International Airport, stands as a poignant symbol of Palestinian aspirations for sovereignty, economic independence, and global connectivity. Located in the Gaza Strip between Rafah and Dahaniyah near the Egyptian border at coordinates 31 degrees 1447 and 34 degrees 1634 E, this airport was a beacon of hope during its brief operational period from 1998 to 2001. From its conception as part of the Oslo peace process to its golden age of fostering tourism and cultural exchange, and ultimately to its tragic destruction, an act of terrorism that violated international law, the airport's history encapsulates the highs and lows of the Palestinian struggle for statehood. This essay explores the airport's journey, delving into its socioeconomic impact, symbolic significance, and the legal ramifications of its demise, drawing on historical accounts and cultural insights to provide a comprehensive narrative. Conception and construction. A vision of sovereignty. The idea for an international airport in Gaza emerged during the Oslo peace process in the early 1990s, a period marked by cautious optimism for Israeli-Palestinian reconciliation. The Oslo II Agreement of 1995 explicitly stipulated the construction of an airport in the Gaza Strip, reflecting a commitment to Palestinian self-governance and economic development. The project was spearheaded by the Palestinian Authority, with Yasser Arafat, the charismatic leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, championing it as a cornerstone of statehood. The airport was envisioned as a gateway to the world, reducing Palestinian dependence on Israeli-controlled travel routes and symbolizing autonomy. Construction began in 1997, funded by an international coalition including Egypt, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Spain, and Germany, with a total cost of approximately $86 million. The design, crafted by Moroccan architects and modeled after Casablanca Airport, was executed by Usama Hassan El Khoudary's engineering firm, blending modern functionality with cultural aesthetics. The infrastructure included a 3,076-meter runway, a passenger terminal capable of handling 700,000 passengers annually, and a VIP lounge featuring a golden dome inspired by the Dome of the Rock, complete with a suite for Arafat. Decorated with stone mosaics and Islamic paintings, the terminal reflected Palestinian heritage and pride. The construction process was a diplomatic balancing act, with Israel retaining oversight over security protocols, including passenger and cargo checks, as stipulated in the Oslo Accords. Despite these constraints, the airport's completion was a triumph, celebrated on November 24, 1998, with an inauguration ceremony attended by Arafat, U.S. President Bill Clinton, and thousands of Palestinians. Clinton's presence underscored international support, and his speech hailed the airport as a magnet for planes from throughout the Middle East and beyond. The event marked a rare moment of hope, with Gaza briefly emerging as a hub of potential connectivity. The Golden Age: tourism, cultural exchange, and economic promise. From 1998 to 2001, the Gaza International Airport, as it was then called, experienced a golden age, albeit brief, characterized by tourism, cultural exchange, and economic activity. Operated by the Palestinian Civil Aviation Authority, the airport served as the base for Palestinian Airlines, with its first commercial flight to Amman on December 5, 1998. Foreign carriers like Royal Air Maroc and Egypt Air connected Gaza to destinations across the Middle East and North Africa, handling approximately 90,000 passengers and over 100 tons of cargo in 1999. This period, before the outbreak of the Second Intifada, offered a glimpse of what Palestinian statehood could entail. Tourism and cultural exchange. The airport facilitated a modest tourism sector, with Gaza's Mediterranean coastline, historical sites, and cultural heritage drawing visitors. While specific travel blogs from this period are scarce, the relative calm allowed exploration of ancient mosques, archaeological sites, and agricultural landscapes. Palestinians welcomed visitors with traditional hospitality, a cultural hallmark noted in later accounts describing reluctance to charge strangers for food. The airport's operation enabled cultural exchange, with Palestinians traveling abroad for work, education, and holidays, and international visitors bringing diverse perspectives to Gaza. Accounts from the time suggest a friendly atmosphere, with casual interactions reflecting openness. Economic impact. The airport was a catalyst for economic growth, supporting trade and commerce. It allowed Palestinians to export goods and import materials, reducing reliance on restrictive Israeli checkpoints. Its role fostered economic hope, with pilots recalling the pride of landing the first flight. The airport created jobs, from aviation staff to local vendors, and stimulated related industries like hospitality. Gaza's cuisine, featuring dishes like makluba, musa khan, and sumahiya, likely delighted visitors. These culinary experiences, rooted in local ingredients like sumac and fresh produce, underscored Gaza's cultural richness. Symbolic significance. Beyond its practical role, the airport was a powerful symbol of Palestinian sovereignty. Its opening, attended by global leaders, signaled international recognition of Palestinian aspirations. The VIP lounge's golden dome, modeled after the Dome of the Rock, linked the airport to Jerusalem's spiritual significance, reinforcing national identity. For Palestinians, the ability to travel without Israeli oversight was a taste of freedom, reducing the humiliation associated with checkpoints and permits. The airport's existence challenged the narrative of Palestinian dependency, embodying a vision of statehood and self-determination. The sad end: an act of terrorism and its consequences. The airport's golden age was abruptly halted by the Second Intifada, which began in 2000, escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. By February 2001, all passenger flights ceased as violence intensified. On December 4, 2001, Israeli military aircraft bombed the airport's radar station and control tower, rendering it inoperable. On January 10, 2002, Israeli bulldozers cut the runway, completing the destruction. This deliberate act of terrorism, targeting a civilian infrastructure critical to Palestinian connectivity, was a devastating blow to Gaza's aspirations. Context of destruction. Israel justified the attack as a response to Palestinian militant activities during the Intifada, claiming the airport could be used for smuggling weapons. However, the destruction was widely seen as disproportionate and symbolic, aimed at crushing Palestinian statehood. The attack was part of a broader strategy to maintain control over Palestinian movement, with the airport's operational agreement already subjecting it to Israeli security oversight. The bombing and bulldozing left the 450-hectare site in ruins, with the terminal and runway damaged beyond repair. Socioeconomic fallout. The airport's destruction isolated Gaza, stifling tourism, trade, and cultural exchange. Palestinians became dependent on Israeli-controlled travel routes, such as Ben Gurion Airport, where they faced discriminatory security checks and reported harassment, including sexual harassment of women. The blockade imposed by Israel and Egypt since 2007 further restricted movement, with Gaza's economy suffering from limited access to markets and resources. The airport's ruins became a symbol of grounded peace hopes, with no flights for over two decades. The loss of jobs and economic opportunities deepened Gaza's poverty, with significant economic decline post-2001. Cultural and psychological impact. The airport's destruction was a psychological blow, erasing a tangible symbol of Palestinian pride. Residents recalled the airport as a window to the world. The act of terrorism reinforced feelings of oppression, as Palestinians were forced to navigate humiliating travel processes, undermining the dignity the airport once provided. Legal aspects: violations of international law. The destruction of the Gaza International Airport constituted a clear violation of international law, drawing condemnation from global bodies. The International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, rebuked Israel in March 2002, citing breaches of aviation norms under the Chicago Convention of 1944, which protects civilian airports from military attacks. Specifically, the bombing violated Article 1 of the Chicago Convention. This article emphasizes the sovereignty of states over their airspace, which the airport represented for the Palestinian Authority. Israel's attack disregarded this principle, undermining Palestinian autonomy. Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. The targeting of civilian infrastructure, such as an airport, during conflict is prohibited unless it poses an immediate military threat. No evidence substantiated claims of the airport's military use, making the attack a potential war crime. Customary international humanitarian law. The principle of proportionality requires that military actions avoid excessive civilian harm. The complete destruction of the airport, a symbol of civilian life and economic activity, was disproportionate to any alleged security threat. The ICAO's condemnation highlighted the attack's illegality, but no significant repercussions followed, reflecting the challenges of enforcing international law in the Israeli-Palestinian context. The lack of accountability fueled Palestinian grievances, with the airport's ruins becoming a rallying point for demands for justice. Conclusion: a legacy of hope and tragedy. The Yasser Arafat International Airport's journey from conception to destruction encapsulates the Palestinian struggle for self-determination. Conceived as a testament to the Oslo Accords, built with international support, and celebrated as a gateway to the world, it briefly transformed Gaza into a hub of tourism, cultural exchange, and economic promise. Its golden age, marked by Palestinian hospitality, scenic beauty, and culinary delights, offered a vision of statehood. Yet, the act of terrorism that destroyed it in 2001-2002, an illegal and devastating assault, shattered these dreams, isolating Gaza and violating international law. As of May 5, 2025, the airport remains in ruins, a stark reminder of unfulfilled aspirations. Its legacy endures in the resilience of Palestinians, who continue to advocate for freedom of movement and sovereignty. The airport's story is not just one of infrastructure but of human dignity, cultural pride, and the enduring hope for a future where Gaza can once again welcome the world.